afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me today is...
Classic Murray Valeriano.
Are we both classic?
Well, you don't call yourself Classic Pat Francis anymore.
Well, I'm definitely not new.
Well, I guess I would be newer.
You're newer Murray.
I'm newer Murray Valeriano.
And I'm... crotchety Pat Francis.
You are crotchety today.
What's Murray up to? Murray, you send me. We're late night record. We got the beers popped open again.
25. Nice. 15 minutes.
15 minutes. That's nothing.
That's who earlier.
Yeah, but who cares? We're already here anyway. Then I get a text and it says, "You know what? I'm going to be running late." So now I don't know if you mean you're going to be running late from the 8:45 dime or if running late from.
It's only
from
15 minutes.
Time.
Doesn't matter.
So then you show up at like 8:56.
Right.
Would just leave it at 9.
Well, I ran into a couple things, and then I was a little late.
What are you doing? What do you got going over there? Potty training your kid?
Nobody wants to hear about that. Nobody wants to hear.
There's other dads that are out there.
I don't even want to hear about it, and I'm in the middle of it.
We can play. Let's do a topic where we play songs about poopy.
Poopies and peepees.
I play Piss on the Wall by Jay Giles Band.
Oh, nice one.
Because that's what's going to be happening.
I remember when that came out. Not when that came out, but I remember when my church, some girl brought the Jay Giles
Freeze Frame
album and had Piss on the Wall, and it freaked all the old people out.
How do they even know what they're singing? That's right.
They read the title. It goes Piss on the Wall.
So when you brought the album in, they went through it?
No, some little girl brought the album in.
But then they looked at it?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, what's this? Jay Giles Band.
And then where you grew up, they threw it on a pile of burning books.
Yeah, and we all lit it on fire and didn't dance.
Sending my wife an email.
Why are you doing that? We're on the show.
Because she needs to put some sheets in the dryer so that when Kyle gets home, he can make up his bed.
Oh, that's adorable. Speaking of... Kyle and potty training. When are you guys going to potty train Kyle?
I tell you what, the couch is a mess.
Oh, man, I sat on that at your party.
I know. Well, we put a rubber sheet down.
Okay.
And then he slip and slides right onto the floor in his own pee.
All right. There's a good chance I smell like poop.
A chance? That's my new, that's the new axe that I buy. It's actually called Axe Ass.
Axe Ass.
And, these two guys use the axe, buddy.
Oh, you guys use axe?
Oh my God, it is permeates the entire.
Why are we not being overrun by hot women in bikinis right now? I've seen the commercials.
I don't know.
I'm talking about
with those conversational skills, why aren't the ladies coming through?
Kyle's brother, Casey's sitting in again tonight. He's still visiting. He's not on mic, but he is on headphones.
He looks exactly like Kyle, except he doesn't have silly facial hair. He has a silly haircut. So he kind of like flip-flopped it.
Yeah, what was I saying about your haircut? It's like, it's not Pee Wee Herman. Remember that guy from...
Ed Grimley?
Ed Grimley. Or remember that guy... a later version of ABC? Look that guy up. Just look up the band ABC, guy with funny hair.
ABC Casey's hair. Google that. It's Casey, right? Okay. Why am I looking that up? You should.
Aren't we all looking it up?
I guess so. Why should we? Why should we talk?
This guy right here. Hold on.
Who is it?
No. It's the guy in the glasses.
He's bald.
No. No. He's bald except for You have to find that guy in the glasses. That's the guy. He's bald, but except for the front of his hair, he has that flip.
Who is he, Charlie Brown?
Yeah, it's really weird.
ABC band, right? Images? How is this for... this is another time when I bring up you should edit this.
No, I'm not editing this.
No, I'm not editing anything.
Right now, what I'm hoping are people are at home and they're also...
Googling...
Googling, yeah. Everyone Google. Get your Google machines out.
I don't see him on the Google images.
It was there was an animated.
All right, I see Duran Duran. I don't know why they came up.
I'll find it.
Casey, do you want to talk while the professionals fucking have dead air while they Google up some obscure '80s band?
I don't know. I can't. Find
yeah,
it.
I can't
we,
find.
We talked about them a lot earlier today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, in the show that will air in four episodes.
Yeah.
Early August.
All right. Cool.
All right.
All right. We're done.
Okay. What are we going on with? Oh, is that it? I can go home now?
No. You got some business? You got anything new that happened to you?
Anything new that's happened to me?
Yeah. I don't know. Since the last time we were here?
No, man. Nothing really.
Are you my late night record guy from now on, right?
Yeah, maybe. I like this. I like this. Although I like to put my kid to bed, so that's why it's 9 o'clock instead of 8
then
o'clock.
Then you should come and you smell like poop.
I smell like poop. So does somebody in here.
We were exchanging some money earlier. You were saying you came into some money.
I did. Pat Francis owed me $12.
Not that money.
I can't play poker and then borrows all my money at poker.
I gotta be honest. I totally forgot that I borrowed $12 from you.
And then leaves. And he's like, and he was calling with my pile of money. He's like, yeah, can I borrow some? Yeah, I'll call. Yeah. Oh, raise. And he's like, just
you know what? I had to call with Murray's pile of money to get the stack down so I could see Murray to make eye contact with him.
I did do pretty good that night. I'm not going to lie to you.
But use that now. Other co-host, Mike Siegel, he was at the Kentucky Derby this past weekend.
He was. His buddy has a horse in it, Metal Count.
Came in eighth?
Yeah, something like that.
But you, and I put $50 on Metal Count to show.
You did? You did not.
I did. Is that a big bet?
It's a terrible bet.
I did it.
No, you did.
I did it. I did.
Did you really?
Yeah. Huh. You've seen me play poker. I'm not a good gambler. No,
I'm surprised you put $50 on anything.
I remember when AIDS first was around, I gambled like a motherfucker. I'm so lucky. I think I'm all lucky.
AIDS the candy?
Yes.
When it was around?
Yeah. That would, the dietary supplement.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we talking about? Oh, so you made a bet at the Kentucky Derby.
Uh-huh. On the winning horse.
By the way, this doesn't lead into our topic at our.
Not at all.
We're not playing songs about horses or anything.
Or betting or.
Okay, so how much did you bet?
I bet him, I'm not going to give the money number, but I bet, I did several bets. I did the favorite. I do it across the board.
Okay.
That's where you bet, let's say $100 for him to win, then $100 for him to place, then $100 for him to show.
Okay.
So I bet that, because that's my safe bet.
Everybody
knew he was going to win.
So then he did all those.
He did all those, but then I made other bets like exactas and trifectas. Mm. And then I bet his buddy's horse across the board also.
So did you win? Did you win a lot of money?
I won enough money
to come out even.
No, to come up at like $6 ahead.
That's it?
Yeah. I covered all my bets.
If you would have only did that win place show $100 across on the winner, what would you have won?
Oh, that would have been like, that would have been probably $1,200.
Wow. I did 50 to show on the horse that didn't do anything.
So what did that come out to?
I lost $50.
I'm surprised. That's a big bet for you. Who did you bet? Did you bet through Siegel?
Yeah, I texted
him. Did he give you shit saying that was a big bet?
He goes, no, he just, he did say, hey, high roller. And I just wanted to support his friend.
Right. Yeah, no.
Not that his friend gets that money.
No. But he said he had a great time.
I should have just said, hey, give your friend $50. Because either way, I'm out $50.
Right,
that's what I'll
give
to his friend.
You should have just said, hey, give this to Murray and let him bet it some more.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to support. I thought maybe it would win.
I'm not a big horse track guy, but every year Graham Elwood and I, we have the same birthday around the same time. And like Mike Siegel and Andy Wood, I don't know if you producer of Bridgetown comedian.
Yeah, we all
go down and surf San Onofre and then go to the Del Mar track every August. It's a lot of fun.
Just the three of you.
No, sometimes other people.
There were four, but yeah.
Well, Andy Wood.
Yeah.
Murray Valeriano.
Mm-hmm.
Graham. And
Siegel.
Elwood. And Siegel.
And there are two Elwoods, apparently.
What is.
Then there's Jake.
And then Mighty Mac.
I know one part I'm going to edit out. That fucking comment right there. That's going to be edited out. Well, then you, in a couple years, you guys will all be able to go to Palm Springs and get your colonoscopies together.
Try next year. I don't know what that
means. or you turned into like Butthead for next year.
Edit that part out.
Yeah. He's going to put on his poop shoot.
Oh, Lord.
How about
that? Right through my headphones.
Yeah.
Speaking of poop shoots, can we get on with this? I'm potty training my kid.
Yeah, you wanted to...
up top, Casey. Just high-fived me.
What is... you have a song to play us in to introduce the topic?
I do.
This is your topic.
This is my topic. Can we play...
Don't look. I can't see from here.
Love.
Yes, the topic is songs about love.
Exciting.
You don't know this song?
Yes, it's Jack Jones.
Come aboard.
Featuring Art Carney.
We're expecting
Sally Struthers.
Artie Johnson.
McLean Stevenson.
Is my mic on? I can barely hear myself.
Life's
Charo.
Check, better.
Let it flow.
The Lander sisters.
Oh, which one do you like better?
The hot one.
That's Judy, I think.
How about the Del Rubio triplets?
None of them.
Do you remember them?
Yeah, I do. They would always be on Letterman.
Oh, were they Del Rubio triplets on Letterman? I forget where I saw. They were always like on the Gong Show and stuff like
Sonny
that.
Sonny Bono.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So go ahead, tell it, Murray.
It's songs about boats and sailing.
Boats, sailing, ships, anything
ships,
like that.
Schooners.
Nautical.
Nautical.
I chose the title Set Sail.
Dinghies.
I threw a topic to Murray. I said, hey, can you record this week and could you get this ready? And he said, no, but how about songs about ships and sailing? And I said, oh, that's a great idea. And then he went, burn, I made a mixtape of that last year, so I'm already ready.
Was that's that for your gay cruise?
I know. Burn in the Navy.
That's exactly how it went down.
Yeah, it's exactly how it went down.
Now, what happened was, because we actually have a few listeners who got that mix CD, so I should explain myself.
Okay.
We were supposed to...
How did listeners get this CD?
What do you mean?
I mean, who's listening that you gave this mix CD to?
Eric Rudnick. What up, buddy? I know you're out there listening. Jackie Cation. I know she listened. She got it. I emailed you, but you never responded.
Eric responded.
Gary Lucy.
Eric
got it.
Oh, see, that's the name that we don't speak anymore.
Well, he got it.
Voldemort.
He's
what we call
okay.
him.
Okay. He got it.
We call him Voldemort.
He got it. Anyway. So I got called.
Well, he received it. I don't know if he got it.
Right. He doesn't ever get me. I was
maybe he'll play that in a bunker someday.
I think I bitched about this on the podcast because I bitched about this a lot. I had to live up in Canada for 6 weeks last year. My wife was working on a movie.
Oh, white people problems. My wife's working on a big budget film and I had to live in Canada in a house they rented for us. That was the fucking pits.
And it was only a 3-bedroom, dude.
Oh,
what?
Are you kidding me?
What the fuck? No, but it sucked. It was
only two refrigerators. Fridges.
It was outside Calgary in like the boondocks, man. It was just all cattle country.
I would love it so much.
It was so miserable. And Calgary just had a major flood, so everything was shut down. Like I couldn't even perform. All the comedy clubs were shut down.
That wasn't the reason you couldn't perform.
Well, they have an open mic. So anyway, so my buddy called and he's like, "Hey, are you...
Murray, I can attend." Murray did not like it up there. He was stir crazy.
I fucking 6 weeks. Knew nobody. Mm-hmm. It was just me and my 1.5-year-old son at the time.
Oh, and that kid's no fun.
He is
pooping his pants.
Snooze, just pooping and peeing all over the place.
Why didn't you potty train him that 6 weeks?
I think I was too young.
That's true.
So I literally, like, it was just me and him because my wife would get up at 6 a.m. Right. And then get home at 8.
Yeah.
And so it was just me and him. I knew nobody. Nobody in the park wanted to be friends with us because they all have their little cliques or anything. So it was miserable. But my buddy emailed and said, hey, I'm making a...
And tell people what your wife does just in case they don't know or they forgot.
She's a costume designer for the movie industry.
Can we say what movie that is? Yeah, we can say what movie that is, right?
I don't know if I can, but it's Christopher Nolan's next movie.
What do you mean you don't know if you can?
I had to sign paper saying I can't talk about it.
You can't even say the title of the film?
I don't even know what the title is.
Well,
Google it.
I've seen the trailer. It's a Matthew McConaughey, Christopher Nolan film.
You haven't seen the trailer?
Yes, I have.
You have seen the trailer?
Yeah, it's like a teaser trailer.
Do you want me to say the title?
Yeah, you know it.
Interstellar?
Interstellar,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
And she usually works with the Coen brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
Not exclusively, but a lot.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, knock on wood, she's starting one in September with them.
Yeah, and where do you got it? Oh, we got to go to Hawaii.
No, that one's
for
here.
6 weeks.
That one's here. I'm excited. We get to stay home. So anyway,
and give your wife's name.
Mary.
She's famous.
Mary Zofries.
Yeah.
Look her up. What were we talking
Type
about?
In Mary Zofries nude.
Look, you just cracked yourself up.
That is funny.
So anyway, so I needed a project. So my buddy's like, hey, I'm going to make a new mix CD. Do you want to do it? And we'll swap it out. And I'm like, yeah. So this was something that kept me busy. And I did it. I figured out a theme of boats and sailing and stuff because of one of the songs I'm going to play, which I discovered up in Canada.
Okay.
And so you can't buy a single CD thing. So I had to buy like 10. So I emailed a bunch of people saying, hey, I've got to make this anyway. Do you want one? So Pat Francis didn't respond. So he didn't get it.
Did you? You didn't say you didn't.
I
ask
swear
him.
To God.
Really? You asked if I wanted the CD?
I sent out an email. I said, hey, man, I'm burning a new CD. You want it?
I part of it would say delete.
I vaguely remember you going, Murray wants to make me a mix CD. Just give it to me when you get home, Murray.
I might be having a heart attack.
That sounds exactly like something he would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, I felt like I was
trying to cheat. So you mailed these, you did international mailing.
I did, and with Rush stamps. Rush is on a stamp in Canada.
I'm assuming that the only reason you made this mix CD was to be able to get out of the house and do something during the day. You know what would be great? To get just to get out and go to the post office.
Okay, totally.
Did you hang out there? Then you're talking with people.
So postage, what's up?
You won't leave the cat. You won't,
sir.
Leave the
you know there's not a line. You could come up. No, I'll wait.
Do you want tracking? Yeah, yeah. Tracking the whole shot. Whatever you can give me. Let's do this all night long.
What is overnight delivery again?
We would be there tonight, or will it be two nights?
All right. Run the postage by me one more time.
And what is the topic?
This?
Yeah, did we give it yet?
Boats and Sailing.
That's
yeah.
right. Did he say it?
Yes.
Okay.
Real quick, when we left, we're Okotoks in Canada, outside Calgary. When we got the driver came to pick us up to take us to the airport,
Okey-tokes.
And I was just like talking, hey, so blah blah blah. And he was coincidentally, he was a horse racer. He owned horse racing horse. My wife gets out of the car. She's like, "You talk that guy's fucking ear off." I'm like, "I talked to a 1.5-year-old for 6 fucking weeks, man. I'll talk to anybody right now."
You actually were just asking the driver to name colors. Yeah. Count to 10. Yeah.
Because when Mary got home at night after doing a 12-hour day, she's probably exhausted.
She is. She is.
Yeah.
And I put Frank to bed and I went to the gym. I looked really good when I got back.
At night.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, here we are. Boats. I felt like I was kind of cheating, but we were supposed to record with somebody, and they couldn't make it at last minute. And Pat sent me...
Oh, that's right. We were supposed to record with
somebody. And Pat sent me a couple topics. They were like, I don't have time to research all that. They were like, you know, Greek mythology in modern disco.
They were pretty involved. I think they were pretty involved.
They're great topics, and I would love to do both of them, but we kind of had to scrounge this together. So hopefully for the guys who've heard this playlist before, I'm varying it up a little bit. I threw a couple new ones in. And
my playlist is completely new because this was thrown into my lap.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'll let you go first because you have about 15 more songs than I have.
I do. I have a lot. I'm going to... I'm going to start with a song that was a heavy airplay out here in Los Angeles and probably on any of your basic corporate bullshit stations out there. I don't know why I like this song. I don't like this band. And I found out that they were signed to Red Bull Records, which made me hate them even more.
Is that affiliated with the drink Red
yeah.
Bull?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So it's like if you're a douchebag and you have a band,
let's go to Red Bull.
Anyway, this is AWOL.
If you're a douchebag and you don't have a band, you go to Monster Records.
This is AWOL Nation with Sail.
This is the White Stripes, right?
Yeah.
It's not that far removed from the White Stripes.
I can see that. All last summer, I'd just be walking around and just go, Sail!
Then you
Sail!
Wonder, then you wonder why you got kicked out of Canada.
Do you want to know the artists on Red Bull Records?
I do.
Oh, yeah. Good. Let's hear some.
AWOL Nation.
Okay.
We just heard.
Beartooth.
Bear. How do you spell it? B-E-A-R?
T-O-O-T-H. One word.
Well,
we
know how to spell tooth.
I don't know if they're trying to be creative, like B-A-R-E. Like, okay. my tooth is bear.
The number two, T-H.
Two and then T-H.
Black Gold.
Love it.
Blitz Kids.
Oh, the Blitz Kids, man.
Class.
Class.
It's all uppercase.
Okay. Oh, right. And none of the bands have it.
Five Knives.
That sounds like something you'd like.
What's that one band? What's the kids one again? What are they called?
Blitz Kids.
Yeah, but you know what?
Heaven's Basement.
Heaven's Basement would be hell.
Yeah. Or
Inner Party System. That's all one word.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Itch.
Itch.
The I is lowercase like iPod, and the rest of it's all caps.
Please tell me that Blitz Kids is B-L-I-T-Z-K-I-D-Z.
No.
Oh, it should be.
New Beat Fund.
I don't like any of these.
And right. Twin Atlantic.
You know, somewhere one of our listeners is going, do not shit on Blitz Kids. Do not. Those are my boys.
Somewhere all of our listeners have stopped listening.
When I started talking about potty training.
Let me see the thing. I want to play some Blitz Kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to hear what... I've never heard... Has anyone here ever heard Blitz Kids?
No.
Let's see what happens.
I never even knew Red Bull Records was a thing.
Okay, this was released January 21st, 2014. I'm just going to play a little bit of the most popular song according to iTunes. This is called Run for Cover, and this is Blitz Kids. That's twirling. It's connecting. It's going to blow
cheap
out of the
fucks
wall.
At Red Bull.
Here we go. Like no one else.
All right, I just pulled up a picture of Blitz Kids. I hate them. I don't know anything about them. I'm totally judging a book by a cover. Yeah. Hold on, you guys got to get better Wi-Fi in here. Look at that.
What's going on with the Wi-Fi?
Look at that. One guy's got bad hair.
They look like a punk version of One Direction.
They do. They do. My earphones are popping. Are we got shooting wires again?
No.
Why are we too loud? We're just popping. Yeah, right. I got some static. Mm. It only happens when you and I are here. We must be loud.
Maybe you shouldn't
have
used all that money that they donated to the podcast to bet on your stupid horse.
That money went directly to rent.
Mm-hmm.
No, that
it went up Mike Siegel's nose, and we all know how that went.
Oh, Mike is such a coke fiend. I lost my set list. Okay, here we go.
So send in your best Blitz Kid stories.
Blitz Clits. You like Blitz
Clits? Oh, they're in the process of signing.
Oh, and I hope they open for Blitz Tits. And I love Tits Kids. I also love Jerry's Kids.
Don't like Tits Clit.
Well, you haven't heard enough of it yet.
Their earlier stuff.
Yeah. So stupid. I believe you don't like Tits Clit. Okay.
So you want to play a song, or you just want to Google for dead air some
we've
more?
Been, we've so far we're 21 minutes in.
Played one song.
One song.
Two if you count the Love Boat theme.
Three if you count Blitz Kids.
Yeah, no one counts
that as music. The song I'm going to play is from 1977. It's a 6-minute and 5-second song, and we're going to jump in right at 4:35 where it gets really cranking.
I throw a flag on the play.
Why? Because it's a spaceship?
It's a spaceship. It's not a boat.
They're sailing.
Oh.
Sailing away.
Semantics. Huh? That's always a good defense. Semantics.
What have I edited my song out? You're up. My next one's definitely not a spaceship.
Okay. All right. Well, what am I doing? Oh, let's just go. You know, all right. One thing I found out finding these songs especially about boats, is they're really sad and depressing. So I'm going to kick the two rockers up front.
I don't know if mine are, because mine are mostly about space.
Oh, good. We'll get some more Ace Frehley in here.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I just Speed Bump Circus this. Long-time listeners will know that reference. Speed Bump Circus, goddammit.
That was Styx who you played. You played Come Sail Away with Styx.
No, that was Dennis DeYoung solo.
Styx is a river.
Right.
Yeah, which they were sailing on.
No, they were sailing in the air.
No, that was Styx.
Okay, that was
from
Styx.
Grand Illusion, 1977.
And for the longest time, I thought Dennis DeYoung was Chris DeBerg.
DeBerg.
I got them very confused.
Chris DeBerg is Don't Pay the Ferryman.
Which is what I'm playing right now.
And when the rain came down, he heard a wild dog howl.
Casey, listen to this.
Don't pay the ferryman.
There's a lesson to be learned here.
Don't even fix a price. Don't pay the ferryman until he gets you to the other side.
Now, I'm going to call a flag on the play.
Why is that?
Because the ferryman, that's just a gay guy. So nothing to do with Sam.
I'm going to call another flag on the play.
Okay.
You're a homophobe.
I'm going to call yet another flag on the play. You're a homo.
I'm going to call a fag on the play. This is the worst. Why did
Why do you
leave me down that street?
We're explicit. What year is that? Is that 81, 82?
I guess 83.
Murray has it marked as 2004 from the 20th century Essential Chris de Burgh.
By the way, the album Essential Chris de Burgh has one song on it.
It doesn't have Lady in Red.
Oh, it has does have Lady in Red.
I saw Chris de Burgh. He opened for Asia when Asia was on the Alpha Tour. So
oh, really?
I actually saw
okay.
it. And Jimmy Pardo is a gigantic Chris de Burgh fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He can steer me in the direction of some more Chris de Burgh?
Probably, yeah. What are you
well,
looking
then
up?
I'll avoid him.
What are you looking up? Pay the Ferryman?
Yeah, it's 1982.
Yeah.
Oh, that's close.
Yeah.
Okay.
By
the
way.
You
close. Yours is from
2014. I said 83.
Okay.
2004.
By the way, for all our East Coast listeners who like to ride, like maybe the Staten Island Ferry,
mm-hmm.
I don't recommend not paying the guy. It doesn't work. By the way, oh, speaking of, when
Hi.
I lived on the East Coast.
Hey.
And I was broke, maybe about your guys' age, Kyle and Casey, the date I would take girls on was to take them out and ride the Staten Island Ferry. It cost 50 cents.
But they thought that was pretty cool.
And they thought it was romantic. You go right by Lady Liberty, mm-hmm. you go over to Jersey, and you ride it back.
And that's what you call your cock, right? The Staten Island Ferry.
Wow.
Call it Lady Liberty.
Also, you can also shiv them and push them over the side.
Yeah.
My next song is from 1982 from an album called Time and Tide.
Oh,
yeah, this is a band...
I think I brought this.
Well, this is a band called Split Ends, or you could also call them Clit Ends. Or
Red Bull Records, we're talking to you.
Blitz Ends, or Kid, I don't know.
They have a Z in their name.
That's right. And this is 6 months in a Leaky Boat.
I brought this song.
Couldn't these guys have been rescued or have gotten to shore in 6 months? Were they bailing water for 6 months?
Have you been paying attention to the Malaysian airline?
Oh, no.
Yeah, gone, man. The ocean's big.
I don't watch the news.
The ocean's big.
I get all my news from Baba Booey and whoever's hosting Weekend Update.
I get my news from the Weather Report.
That's all you need.
Yeah, that's all I need.
From the band Weather Report?
Yeah.
Ha ha, references,
looks
music.
Looks like it's going to be raining men.
Mm.
Oh, no, that was the Weather Girls.
That's the Weather Girls. how many beers have you had?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got my disco from the 70s mixed up.
Yeah.
You know what I like about that song?
What?
They
Nothing.
No, I really like
no,
that
I
song.
Do like Split Ends.
They refer to New Zealand as Aotearoa. Is that
Aotearoa?
Aotearoa. It's like a common... It's their language for their name.
What are they speaking down there in New Zealand?
New Swahili.
So that was on your list, and now it's not.
Now it's not. Let's go.
I'm trying to see if... I'd say that we might have maybe possibly two more the same, but we'll find out.
In New Zealand, they mm-hmm. speak English language or Maori language.
Oh, right.
Oh, Maori.
It's like the northern part of New Zealand.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And that's where the Aotearoa came from, or Aotearoa, I forget.
Cool. 28 minutes.
Yeah. Now, you know what?
Yeah.
As I did my research, I realized...
This is your comedy podcast for all things music, so there's going to be some talking. There should be comedy.
Oh, do you not want me to play
No, music? I'm just saying it's okay that we haven't played much music yet. We're going to play a lot of music.
Start being funny.
I'm trying.
Okay. Casey, off mic, fucking killing me, man.
He's
the guy
cracking up.
Cracking jokes left and right. He's got good teeth. Let me see.
You know braces? Why he continues to wear, he wears his retainer every night, too.
Yeah? Yeah. Kyle? No?
No.
All right. So this ends the comedy part.
So far, we've talked about good teeth and potty training.
And bear tooth.
Bear tooth. Oh, great.
Oh, man.
Did you ever try to get a bear to wear his retainer? It's not fucking going to happen.
Is it a bear?
He's too busy getting the picnic basket.
Oh, Jesus.
What's your next song?
I just want to let you keep going with that.
Hey, boo boo.
Let's jump. Shall we jump? Let's jump down.
Hey, might as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well. Go ahead.
Let's jump down to number 11. Now, all right, so check it out, man. When you think Swiss music, you find two things, like real, like, heavy death metal.
Crazy
like
metal.
Like, who are some? You probably listen to that crap. Like Clawhammer, maybe, or Celtic Frost is that Swiss? Hellhammer, I think.
Jizztits.
Jizztits, is that
they're out there?
They're
a great band.
They're out of there. And then,
that's with two Z's.
Jizztits?
Jizz and tids.
That'd be three Z's.
Yes.
Okay. And then you get really, really cheesy.
I'm going to add one more Z to that, and that'll be all the people that are sleeping right now through this podcast. Okay, go ahead. Swiss music.
Swiss music. This is Double with a Captain of Her Heart.
Even know what this is. Never heard
so
it.
So cheesy. I love it.
And with the new days dawning,
Kyle and I are slow dancing.
Drifting away.
Casey and I are making out.
Not only for a crew.
Casey just tried to finger bang me.
Hey, I'm not that kind of girl. Murray is. I remember this.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the keyboard solo.
Too long ago, too long apart.
God, I haven't heard this song forever. What year is this? 2004?
1985.
Yeah, who's this band again? They're called
Double.
Did they have any other songs?
No, nah, that's it. This reached it charted really high here, like maybe number 10 or something, but number one in UK and in Switzerland. They loved it.
Buddy Double scored a home run with that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, one of the guys was from the band Yellow.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Not that Yellow. The other one.
Hmm.
That's all you got?
Hmm. I don't have anything.
Okay.
I'll add it in a joke later, though.
Okay, good.
The Captain of Her Heart reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 8 on the UK singles chart.
Look at this guy working the Wikipedia tonight.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty close. Not a bad... I like that. It's nice and cheesy. I like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's mellow.
This is... my next song is going to be from an artist that a lot of people aren't familiar with. His bread and butter right now is... because I've talked about him before. His name is Billy Falcon, and his bread and butter is he co-writes... literally like three or four Bon Jovi songs for the past 10 or 12 albums. That's a lie. Like the past five or six. That might not be true. But anyway.
There is no Billy Falcon.
This is from his album called Letters from a Paper Ship. And this song is called Paper Ship. Oh. Let's hear it.
Another dream that almost flew. Too little for me. Too much for
Paper Ship. Look
paper
for that
shit.
Wow.
That was awful.
I love that.
Really? He's got a terrible voice.
Oh, he's co-written songs on the last 7 Bon Jovi albums.
How did you find that out so quickly? Sometimes you sit there and you don't do anything, and tonight you're like a wizard. I'm going to say that Pardo needs to get you over there and Never Not Funny, because you're a lot faster than Garen is. It's amazing. Now you shut up again? In the last 7 Bon Jovi albums, he's written how many? Does it say how many? How do you know that?
Well, there.
Is that including his Awful Country album?
Yep. Yeah, he wrote a couple on that.
17.
17 songs. That's pretty amazing.
That's not bad. The guy's rolling in some bucks.
And Bon Jovi pays him 25, 26 bucks song.
Like Jay Leno? For a joke?
Oh, wait. There are more.
Oh, jeez. It's so funny, too, because usually
24.
Once I listen to the Bon Jovi album, and then I say, before I look at the songwriting credits, I always listen to the whole album, and then I go, these were my favorite songs, and then usually when I look, it's the ones that he co-wrote.
Co-wrote with these two hands, man.
I love with these two hands. We played that on our year-end show.
Oh, right. That's
the one where these two hands, I can break my fall, I can kick your ass, I can make a pie.
But I can't write a song.
Good song.
With these four hands.
With these four hands. If Richie's there, they got six hands.
No,
well, five.
Richie. Just those two.
Oh, really? But if Richie's there, they have five hands because Richie's got a beer in one. He's drunk.
Is he a big drunk, Richie?
I don't know. That's what I think is why he's not in the band right now.
Oh, really?
I wonder if I could get him in here.
Got beer.
I just complimented him. I called him a drunk. Richie, we've talked about you lovingly on the show.
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Richie. All right, let's
get a good song in here. Let's pick this up. Let's get some.
I forgot that there's a you can like say to the other person who you're friendly with. Oh, your song blows. I forgot about that. You just reminded me of that.
Well,
a second ago.
I will try and play a bad song. Then,
all right,
like you do.
What do you mean try? Double.
He doesn't like the artist that would be up next.
Uh-oh, let me hear it.
Oh, he doesn't.
Was it Tom Waits?
Fuck, it's Tom Waits. It's The Heart of Saturday Night, and here's Shiver Me Timbers. This is a great song.
Shiver Me.
In the wind where the clouds are like headlines on a new front page sky.
I think I'd rather have scurvy.
Tears are salt water.
His voice sounds better on this than I normally hear it.
I usually hear this.
Frank's Wild Years type of stuff.
Be proud of me now.
God, I really wanted to hate it.
Many before me have been called by the sea to be up in the crow's nest.
I hope this is a duet with Popeye.
Shiver me timbers.
Shiver.
I'm a sailing.
Popeye and Jay Leno sound alike.
I forgot that. When you're friends with somebody, you can talk completely through their whole song. I forgot about that.
That's right.
I forgot that you can, as soon as
you're allowed to talk through my song.
I ain't kidding.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
Now you're speechless.
It's off the album, The Heart of Saturday Night. It's a good Tom Waits song if you want to be introduced to Tom Waits, because he doesn't get into the weird kind of Frank's Wild Years kind of really odd stuff.
What year is that? I need to know years.
I have it right here. It is
1974.
Oh, hold on a second. We were interrupting Casey yawning.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently someone, the fifth Z just appeared over in Casey's. Is this boring for you? What are you yawning for? It's embarrassing.
You know, this is a comedy podcast.
Yeah, I have a friend here.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm glad you think of me like that.
I have a friend here, Ann Murray. Okay, this is from Neil Diamond's second album. His first album was The Feel of Neil. Great title.
Oh, yeah.
The second album was Just For You. And we'll take this right from the top. This is The Boat That I Row. 1967.
I don't have a lot, but with me that's fine. Whatever I got, well, I know it's mine. Don't go around with a local crowd. I don't take what's in, so I guess I'm out. I'm saying these things so you know me, baby. So you understand what I'm all about. The boat that I row won't cross. The boat that I row, getting there soon. But I got the love, and you got the notion.
Hey man, that's just the boat that I row. That's what the kids are saying, right?
That was pretty sure that was written at the Brill Building.
I don't know what the Brill Building is.
That's where like Carole King and everyone wrote.
Oh, is that a big, almost like a Tin Pan Alley type?
Now it's probably Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Why don't they do a movie about that era, those people? Sitting around in an office writing songs.
I don't know.
Probably because people don't want to watch a movie with people sitting in an office writing songs.
People don't want to watch
Mad Men.
You're right. They do watch Mad Men. Yeah, I got it. Mad Men's not that good anymore.
Well, here's the deal. You know what happened, man? Here's my theory. Mad Men, you can't take that much time off anymore. There's too much good television. Like back when it was like just The Sopranos were like the go-to, or maybe 6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
You know, you had no competition. Now,
right.
Mad Men ends for 8 months, and you got Game of Thrones, you got House of Cards, you had Breaking Bad.
Stuff that's exciting,
nobody, like, you're forgotten. Nobody cares. Yeah. We're just trying so hard to get into it.
I'm not saying anything about the act. The actors are still great. It's just, you know, it's slow. It's slow, and
I have to be reminded. My wife and I will watch it, be like, why is Alan Havey's character here again?
Right. And you can't, you take him and Betty get a divorce, and you take her out of any... She's not in any storyline that has anything to do with Dawn other than they have kids together. Mm-hmm. So when they cut back to her on a field trip or whatever, who gives a flying fuck?
Wow, Jesus. Take it down, Pat.
That
down.
Was my part, though. Who gives a flying fuck?
That was...
Jesus.
Casey, are you okay? He's not going to lunch. It's all right, but does he
this
you have to
explicit.
Deal with this, with this when you stay with him? Is that how he treats you?
Now, no, be honest, both of you. Your whole time growing up, when you were like not of age to hear any swearing, you never heard me swear. Ever. So I'm goddamn making up for it tonight.
My kid said goddamn it the other day.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He must have picked it up from me. It's really hard to not swear in front of
the
your kids.
Most I've said, and that's just recently around, is like, I'll say crap, and they're just like, what the fuck? That's what they say.
They say what the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, they go, what the fuck did dad say?
Dad's a pussy.
What if he's saying crap? He can suck my dick.
Oh.
It's weird.
That is strange. That's
I'll
weird
edit
term.
That out. Okay. Your turn.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to talk through this motherfucker.
I know you are. I love it. No, you're not.
No, because I'm going to love it.
You're going to like this one. You like this guy.
Lover boy?
No, you like this guy.
Manilow?
No.
Okay.
Close. Close. He plays a piano. And he doesn't take shit from anybody.
Oh, Billy Joel. Does he have a... Oh, is this Down Easter Alexa?
Yeah, he doesn't
oh,
take,
I love this song.
He doesn't take shit from the fishing industry either.
No way.
And children who need clothes. I know there's fish out there, but where God only knows. They say these waters are in what they used to be.
Okay.
But I got people back online who count on me, so if you see my Down East...
Billy Joel could play Bluto now.
Yes, he could.
If you work with the rod and the reel, tell my wife I am trolling Atlantis, and I still have my hands on the wheel.
We're going to talk about this song a little bit.
What's up?
This is 1989. It's from Stormfront, co-produced by Mick Jones from Foreigner.
89?
I'm yes.
Going yeah. Yours says 89.
It is 89.
Yes.
Okay.
I know it for. I know it for
I saw
a fact.
The. I saw the tour.
So did I.
No. I had a better time.
No, I did.
I did. Who had a better time? Casey?
Down Easter Alexa. Alexa. That's after his daughter. Alexa uh-huh. Ray Joel. Alexa Ray after Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm. That song. You did song a was, duet with Ray Charles on Stormfront.
No,
he did on the bridge. Sorry,
on the bridge. And that was Baby Grand?
That's the album I was thinking of.
Okay. That was 86.
That's why I thought it was earlier.
And that's the only album where Billy Joel co-wrote a song. He co-wrote a song with Cyndi Lauper
uh-huh.
called Code of Silence. But Stormfront was co-produced with Mick Jones from Foreigner.
Who I don't like.
Why not?
I like Foreigner.
Why not?
I just don't get it.
Why do you don't not like Mick Jones?
He's a nice guy.
He writes all those riffs.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, man.
He always brings something to the party.
That's right.
Got my kid a nice
is that
present
beer number
for Christmas.
Two?
Yes.
Oh, you're not driving.
No, you drove.
Yeah.
You're not driving after one. I see how you drink.
You felt the need to take the mic that was already in front of you off of the stand
right.
and hold it in your hand.
That's what a singer does. That's what a performer does. That's what a guy how a guy performs. Okay, this song is from 1980. This was the second lead guitarist in Boston. His name is Barry Goodrow.
Sure.
I've talked
how do you
about
pronounce
the,
it?
Barry Goodrow.
Okay. I've been saying it right then.
I talk about this album a lot because to me, this is the third Boston album. You're not going to get that much of a Boston feel from this song, but this was Barry Goodrow, Bradley Delp, who's the singer from Boston, and Sib Hashan, or Hashian, I don't know how to say his name.
He's from Boston.
The drummer. And this song is called Sailing Away. It's mellow.
I'm sailing. On a bright summer sea, the wind in my face is where I should be. But I'm thinking of you, babe, and that sets me free.
Don't even.
To cover the ocean is my destiny.
That's all we need to hear.
It's more than we need to hear.
Oh, you. No, give me the thing, because I want to. This, if you love Boston, you don't know about this album. You probably do not know about this album.
Do you
because
like Murray, or do you like Boston Murray?
I don't no, like. No, I no. don't like Murray. Now that you ask me,
I don't like Boston Murray either.
So when this album came out, Tom Scholz from Boston
sure.
was pissed, and he told the record label there would be no more Boston albums if they just didn't bury this and bury it now. So mm-hmm. it got no publicity or anything. And this, let me just play some of this for you. Just so you can see, this is, to me, this is the third boss down. Listen to this. We got that. We got that. We got that. This all sounds just like Boston.
That's what's his name, Schultz?
No, this is Barry Goudreau playing here.
I know, but that's Schultz's signature sound.
Like, I know.
He created that sound.
Did he?
Yeah. He actually had an amp. Yeah, that sounds like Boston.
Doesn't it?
What's this called?
This is Barry Goudreau. It's okay. Barry Goudreau's solo album.
He put out, what's his name? What's Schultz? Is it Tom Scholz?
Tom Scholz.
Scholz. He put out an amplifier that...
Yeah, the Rockman.
Yeah, that copied that sound.
Yeah.
He's a doctor, right?
He might have a PhD. I know, you're talking about the shoe guy, Dr. Scholz.
I was so hoping it went over his head, man.
No, it didn't. I got it. I get stuff.
I get things.
Mad Men, fuck you. Your turn.
All right, what are we going to do?
I don't know if I have a good song in my whole list.
I've got a bunch of great songs.
I don't know that you do either.
Oh, I've got good stuff.
Nobody can hear them
as you yell over them.
You know what? Instead of uploading this episode, could you print up about 4,000 mixed CDs and I'll just mail them personally to each and every listener? 4,000.
Didn't we talk? Weren't we in the same CD club? Was that you and me?
Josh Stolberg.
I don't remember who it was, but
it was like, Josh Stolberg.
There's a guy. His name escapes me. I don't know. It was about
Tom Scholz.
10 years
Dr.
ago.
Dr. Scholz.
10 years ago.
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
It was Barry Goudreau.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the only way Barry could get his music out to the people is if he just sent it to them.
And it was you get 51 CDs a year. Why did we let Pat start drinking? It might have been a mistake.
I made a funny sound with my beer bottle. So yeah, so we are all in the yeah, and you'd make a CD and you send
a CD and you're responsible for 1 week.
Yeah.
So at one week out of the year you had to mail out 51 CDs, then you got 51 in return, and it was a great. Except I would say, and there were 52 people in it, I would say 48 of those people were assholes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because every time you get there was an email list, and every time you get, dude, this is bullshit. I hear this on the radio. This club is about deep cuts, unreleased tracks, and
rarities.
Rarities. Maybe an import, but we all probably have those. And it was just, it like took the fun out of everything.
Please remove me from this list.
Exactly. You will not be getting my well-thought-out Shock and Awe-titled album.
Yeah, those people put... And then people would put artwork.
I did that.
Fuck you. Your artwork.
I did really basic. I remember the one... Because I only in it for a year. Mine was called Fear of Commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all names of women. Titles of songs, which is like... You know,
and they were
Kate.
All Mary.
And they were, two of them were Mary because I just married Mary.
I called
it Fear of Commitment.
Mine was a two for Tuesday. There'd be like two tracks in a row from each of the artists.
Oh, that's original.
What if I would have called it 12 for Monday? It would have just been this just an album.
Every time Two for Tuesday comes on and I'm not really paying attention, I hear two songs in a row. I'm like, oh shit, somebody died.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. That's how I think too. Boy, and if it's a three for Thursday, you really think Springsteen's dead.
Like, that's like 14 minutes until you know.
Yeah, anytime I hear more than a couple of Springsteen songs in a row, I'm like, oh my God. Is dead.
Who do you think killed him?
I think Patty did.
Little Steven. A fucking wop.
What?
I'm Italian.
You're Italian. You can do it.
I can say that.
You can do it. I'm this far from wearing that little Steven dashiki on my head all the time. Is that what it's called?
Didn't you post a picture of you wearing that little Steven dashiki meeting
Rick Nielsen?
Ric Flair from Cheap Trick?
Not Ric Flair.
Right, that's who was in Cheap Trick. Right?
Pilar just took some pictures of me playing tennis just last night, and I literally, she goes, you have the same outfit on now. That you did then.
Oh, we should remind the people of the picture since this is posting in 6 months.
Oh, yeah. If you go probably 7 months ago, Throwback Thursday, I put up a picture of me and Rick Nielsen from 1990.
That Rick Nielsen.
From Cheap Trick.
Okay, good.
By the time this airs, he could be dead.
Wait till Tuesday.
I heard him on the radio a lot tonight. So is he dead?
He was on Off the Record. I heard a little bit on
the
radio.
Is that because he died? Google and see if Rick Nielsen's dead. What if he is?
Why would Rick Nielsen die? He shouldn't be dead. Bunny Carlos, come on. That guy any day now.
Rick's 70 years old, I think.
Bunny Carlos is like 400 pounds and smokes cigarettes while he plays the drums.
That's cranky, yeah, and that's why he's not in the band anymore.
Talk about talent.
He's still alive?
Yeah, it appears so.
Okay, good. But still, when this airs, he could be dead.
True. Good point. Hey, in that case, rock and peace, buddy.
Let me see if I can trick you. So my next song is...
Was it my turn?
It is your turn.
Okay. See, you can't trick me. You know what they say about sailors? We're going to the last song.
Yeah, they wear that. They wear that hat that looks like an upside down dog dish.
They do.
Doesn't it?
They look like the pretzel guy.
Worst hat of all time.
Is Donald Duck a sailor?
He is a sailor. He's a son. He's actually a son of a son of a sailor. Jimmy Buffett.
Okay.
Is that what you're playing next?
No.
All right.
No.
You're not a parrot head?
No, I'm not a parrot.
Thank God, because those people, the parrot heads, fuck you. You parrot heads. Those people, I know, look, this guy doesn't listen to the show, but a friend of mine, Jim Schultz, he would post
the
these
from,
pictures.
The guy from Boston?
Yeah. No, this is the doctor.
Okay.
This is Schultz. He would post pictures on Facebook of him and his wife at the fucking Jimmy Buffett show with all their friends. And I'm just like, you're really convincing yourself you're having a good time.
A lot of flip-flops and Hawaiian shirts
and, we all got a margarita and Jimmy's the best shot.
And like a sponge shark fin on their head and
terrible.
Shit like that. Oh, awful.
And
awful,
they're just
awful.
Convinced themselves that they're having a great time.
Awful. Terrible.
And you can't tell me they're having a good time.
They're not.
No. You want to have a good time. You go to the forum. Mm-hmm. You get free tickets for the Forum Club, mm-hmm. where you can eat and drink like fish all night long.
Yeah, yeah.
And watch the Eagles.
Yeah, that's a good time.
That's a great time. You tweet. You make fun of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a snarky 21-year-old.
You meet a girl in front of you who's also a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, right. Sure. And a guy.
I told that story tonight.
Another guy in front of us who says he's a writer. A guy who thinks they played Desperado three times.
Oh, they've already played this. No, they haven't.
No, they didn't. I'm going to punch you in the back of the head.
No, they did. They played it earlier. No, here's the list. I wrote down all the. No, yeah. You're wrong. No, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
Pat seems to like to Twitter stalk people when he's at events now.
Oh, is that your thing now?
Oh, Casey and I were.
Where did you go?
We went to the LA Kings game last Thursday. And the guy in front of me, he's on his Twitter. And I see his Twitter handle and I immediately get my phone and I follow him.
Really?
And then I went, and it's the Kings against the Sharks. And the guy's name, his Twitter handle was Krug Dog.
Krug Dog?
Krug. Because his name's Kruger. Okay. So it was Krug _ dog. So I tweet right at him and I say, Sharks, Kings suck. And so he put his phone's in his pocket. Okay, I tweet it. I put mine away, and then immediately, and he reaches his and he pulls it out. And he pulls it out, and then I see my Twitter picture right there on his phone. And then you start to get nervous, like you're robbing a bank or something.
Right.
Oh my God! And this guy, what's the first thing you do if that happens?
What?
If you get a tweet from someone that you don't know, and it says Kings suck.
I click on the picture.
But don't you turn around? Like, I immediately turn around and look around. This guy just stays.
No, it never
focused.
Happened to me.
But if it did.
If I did what?
Murray is currently following.
I'm trying to find Krug Dog. Sorry.
It's Krug.
K-R-U-G _ dog?
No, just K-R-U-G _.
No E.
No E.
You'll recognize him. He has a fedora and he has like a striped sweater on.
Krug _ dog?
It's a Freddy Krueger
Larry
reference.
Larry Krueger?
That was a pretty good reference.
Larry Krueger?
No. Yeah, is that Larry Krueger?
Pat Francis.
Yeah. Does it say followed by Pat Francis? Yeah.
So hey, follow us at Rock Solid Show for all of Krug Dog at Krug _ dog.
When is this dropping?
Oh, this is dropping sometime in 2017. Hold on, I can tell you when this is dropping. Why, what are you going
to
do?
Everybody needs on Twitter... needs to follow Krug Dog.
And he'll be so confused.
Yeah, just make this guy's life for like 2 days.
May 22nd, this is going to
be. So May 23rd. Not just.
Let's
everybody, all the week. All week.
How about. How about May 23rd at noon? Everyone just.
Well, we got to give some time so everybody can listen. You know what I mean? All so, right. So it's a Thursday.
So we'll say Saturday.
Monday.
Okay, Monday.
Okay. Make this guy's
Monday.
Week.
Just everyone just start following 24th, Krug Dog.
24th, So this is drops on the 23rd?
22nd.
22nd. So
tweet at him. Say, Krug Dog, big fan.
25th. So it'll be Monday the 26th.
Right.
Monday the 26th. At Krug, K-R-U-G underscore dog. And just fucking make this guy's... And then like what, following one? Thursday, just... Stop following.
D-O-G for dog. It's not A-W, not 2-G.
He's not going to be signed into Red Bull Records.
But the last thing... So I tweeted at him a couple times during the game, and then the last thing I did, I took a picture of the back of his head, and when I got home, I tweeted at him, and I just said, nice knowing you. And then he tweeted back. We had like a conversation. Like, was my Twitter that visible? I go, yes, it was. He goes, you're good, man. You're good.
Ah, all right.
So he was a nice guy. Yeah, he wasn't. But literally, if I would have been sitting like if I would have seen him at his, let's say, if I would have seen his thing, and I was like four rows behind him, fucking all night long, he would have been getting.
You would have great vision, first off.
Yeah, that's right. I do in this eye. I had LASIK.
So should we not follow him? Because he sounds like a nice guy.
No.
He has like, how many followers does he have?
He has 108.
Yeah. Let's get that up to...
Let's make it 216. Yeah. At least.
Let's double that, people.
Let's make it 216. Only four more hours to go in this podcast. Right. At the end of this podcast, we want to see 216.
Did you just play a song?
No, he's getting ready to.
Okay. No, about 20 minutes ago I did.
All right, great.
What was the last
55
time?
Minutes in.
What Ramp it up. You were going to do the last one.
Oh, that's right. Man, we got to stop. With these late night ones.
I know. These go on like it's a 40-year-old boy podcast.
Seriously. But funnier and entertaining.
Yeah. Without burlesque.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you have a picture of him?
No. His producer does burlesque.
Oh, I know. I was just wondering if you had a picture. It was a callback from before the show that nobody listening would get and only Kyle got.
Burlesque.
And you didn't get.
No, earlier I was telling Casey, like he saw a picture of Mike Schmidt and I said, Mike used to weigh a lot. He goes, oh, he looks good there. And I go, oh, I got a picture for you. But then I couldn't find it.
40 minutes later, he's still looking.
I know. Not paying attention to this shit.
No, why would you?
Play your song.
All right.
Can I predict who it is?
Yeah.
Manilow?
No.
Okay.
I brought no Manilow tonight. All right. I brought no Manilow.
All right.
But here's the deal. I think I asked this question before.
Mm-hmm.
What does every sailor have in common?
Well, they all wear that hat that looks like an upside-down dog.
It does look like that, doesn't it?
See, now I can edit all the stuff out we talked about for the last 20 minutes.
Why would you edit out that goal?
Krug Dog.
Then Krug Dog's going to be upset.
Krug Dog. Follow us at Krug Dog. So, I don't know what... they're all in the Navy?
A girl in every port. And this girl is named Brandy.
Boy, Brandy, this might be a stretch, but I like this song.
Wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
My life, my love, and my lady is the sea.
What? Who sings that? Because I'm
Looking Glass.
Looking Glass. Looking Glass.
Their first album.
This is good because
1972.
My next song is right in the same wheelhouse as that song. Let's hit it. Just go right into it. Yeah, right into it.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
1973 on this one.
You got the notion. Rock the boat.
What?
Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat.
What?
Don't tip the boat over. Rock
what?
The boat. I don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Ever since our voyage of love began.
Who was this?
Say that again. Who was this? The Hughes Corporation.
And your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea.
The Hughes
they do anything
Corporation.
Else?
I don't know if they had.
What's that about 73?
This is 73, and it's from the album "Freedom for the Stallion." See, I'm a crazy freak with my iTunes. Like, if I buy a song that's from a greatest hits, because a lot of times on iTunes they won't have the Hughes Corporation's whole catalog.
Sure, sure.
But then I go and find out what album it was and what the year was, and I find the album artwork and I throw it all in there. Yeah, this is "Freedom for the Stallion."
You know how some Wikipedias have like studio albums and then hit singles?
Yeah.
This has studio albums and then notable compilation albums.
And how many compilations do they have? More than they do studio albums, probably.
It just has three.
All right, cool.
But, yeah, they don't have
information. I said cool.
Well, you were asking
don't
if they
sell
had,
past the cool.
You were asking if they had other songs, but...
No, I was asking Pat.
It doesn't look like they do.
Then the answer is no.
All right, I'm done with this banter. I want to play a song. Okay. I want to play an uplifting song.
Let's play. Let's just play nonstop music now with no talking.
just to catch one into another one.
All right, go
ahead. I want to play. Going back to 1972 again. I want to play. Before he started writing Oscar-winning songs.
Mm-hmm.
This is Randy
About
Newman.
Midgets.
Sail away.
Ain't no lion or tiger. Ain't no mama snake. Just a sweet watermelon in a buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be.
It's a little racist.
You don't know the half of it.
Boy, little walk, sail away with me. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean in the Charleston Bay.
Sail away, beautiful song.
Tell me about it.
It's about a white slave owner trying to convince Africans to come back to America with him.
Hmm.
Leave it to Randy Newman.
I'd rather hear Brown Sugar.
Oh, that's another.
It's about the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. But this is real. Listen to these lyrics, man. In America, you'll get food to eat, won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You'll just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day.
I'm in.
It's great to be an American.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. I think there's a movie about this.
12 Years of Randy Newman.
Yeah.
He did the music for that.
Did he?
No.
It's a good song, but I read an interview about him saying, he's like, listen, we all know slavery was horrible and an embarrassment to this country.
But check out this song.
But I couldn't write another song that says, you know, slavery's awful. So I took the point of view of a slave owner.
And then they said,
how about just sticking to writing songs about snakes in the cowboy's boot and stop writing this? Don't write a song about slavery then.
How do you feel about short people? Hate them.
Hate them. Hate them. No reason for them.
I remember when he played that on The Muppet Show.
Short people got more reason.
They got short hair and short feet and wear short shoes on their little tiny feet.
That one goes out to Peter Dinklage. Oh. who I like to call, in college we called him Dinky.
Yeah?
Dinky Dinklage.
Dinky Dinklage.
My next song is going to go out. The day we're recording this on May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Again, my streak of holidays, recording on holidays,
right.
Is a Star Wars day.
I'm going to dedicate this next one to a listener, Scott Adams, who got married to Ashley, and now she is Ashley Blair Adams. And
Ashley Adams, isn't that the website where husbands cheat?
Okay, this guy just got married today, and I'm trying to throw
it
down.
Now he has a website for when he gets bored.
The creator of Dilbert got married today.
Unbelievable. He's not the creator of Dilbert. This is David Bowie from Lodger. This is Red Sails.
Nice.
It's for you, Scott.
And your cheating website. I like to think they're dancing to that at their wedding right now.
They might be.
Doing
they
the robot.
They just might be.
Ashley Madison is the cheating website.
Oh, okay.
Oh, could you bookmark that on my computer?
Everybody kept telling me about that. I'm like, I don't want to know the name of it. I don't want to know the name of it. Just because.
Yeah.
Not that I'd ever cheat on my wife. I love her more than anything in this world, but I just don't want...
You don't want that option.
I don't want that. I don't want that to ever be a...
You can also go to www.krugdog.com if you want to cheat with Kruger.
With the Krug?
With the Krugs.
Yeah. He's weird, though. He like, makes me wear L.A. Kings jerseys and stuff. It's kind of creepy.
Says about haunting your dreams.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
because of Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Oh, Krueger. It's funny.
Turn off one mic.
Murray's your mind. Right.
Why don't we just give Casey the mic? He's the only one here that seems like he's having a good time. Rocking his rock solid podcast t-shirt.
That's right.
Very good. Way to be supportive.
Those are the old fashioned ones. We got new.
Did your uncle beat you if you didn't wear it? Is that what he said?
I bought that and I handed it to him.
Knock out those fucking t-shirts.
That's the that's
dad
which
paid so much money for.
We do have new t-shirts.
There are new t-shirts. Go over to estoymerchandise.com. And
Angelo, I love that guy. He does my podcast.
Angelo's doing a great, don't promote that another show. Angelo does a great time. Angelo's a great time. If you ever want to take Angelo out for a date, dinner, it's a great time.
Tell you what, on May 27th,
yeah,
everybody go find Angelo on Twitter.
No,
and
on May 27th,
t-shirts.
Everyone buy a goddamn.
They're really good, man. I'm excited. Date. I can't, I literally, I got made fun of, but Pat was very kind to offer each co-host a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have to pay for them. And I wrote back.
Half price.
I wrote back. I'm like, wow, these are really good. It's a hard decision. And he wrote back, well, fucking make a decision.
Yeah, make a decision. Fuck.
I'm trying to compliment you on your designs and your fine product.
Yeah,
and
no, Casey has the collector's item that you like fitness, the collector's dirty iPod shirt. Yeah.
Which the design.
A lot of these are going for on eBay for $300.
These are vintage, man. And this one's signed.
That's signed by the dirty iPod actually signed it. Mm-hmm. He said, suck my green dick.
The designs were done by Aaron Gold and Andrew Rich.
No.
No?
Andrew Gold.
Aaron Gold.
Andrew Gold, the guy, the singer of Lonely Boy, and Thank You for Being a Friend. Andrew Gold. No. Aaron Gold designed two of them, and the Cheap Trick one was...
Tracy Gold.
Was put together by Jason Levy.
Oh, Jason Levy.
Yeah. Andrew Rich is over at rocksolidpodcast.com. And he is writing about this. I'm sorry about this, Andrew. This.
Oh, he's got his work cut out for
he's
him.
He's got your work cut out for
By the way, his
show.
Blogspot stuff.
He's still waiting to put a song down.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's funnier than the show.
It is. And he better. Gets it. And he gets it up there like immediately.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
It's like, it's crazy. He's failing out of college.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Because,
he's got no future.
That's what he's doing. He's actually in London right now. He's an exchange student.
Is that where he's out of?
Yeah, London? He's actually... Pilar and I would be in London like literally like 4 days after he comes home.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'd go over there and I'd kill him. And I'd push him off the ferry. whose turn is it? It's your turn.
I've seen London.
I've seen France. Have you seen Frank's dirty underpants? That kid is not potty
he's
trained.
He's a poop machine. Get on the scene. I like a poop machine.
I want people to please tweet at us and tell us to never do a show like this again.
Seriously, go back to 10 o'clock in the morning.
And then also tweet at Krug Dog.
Oh,
yeah,
tell
don't forget, May 26th.
Tell Krug Dog to listen to this episode. Yeah. No, don't tell him that. I just want it to be like off the rails. Like, how are these people following me?
What is happening?
What?
All right, what am I going to play? All right, I'm going to play. Oh, while I was stuck up in Canada, I heard, you would think I'd heard a lot of Rush. I hardly heard any Rush.
Right.
The most I heard a shit ton of April Wine.
Corey Hart.
Not a lot of Corey Hart.
Brian Adams.
Some.
Liverboy? Loverboy?
Some.
Triumph?
No, surprisingly not. More Triumph than Rush, though.
But April Wine was the winner?
April Wine. Randy Bachman. A lot of Randy Bachman. A lot of Tom Cochran and Red Ryder. Not good. And
Lunatic
this band.
Fringe.
And this band, which I've always known of and I knew about them. But I fell in love with them. They're great. All you Canucks up there listening to
Chilliwack.
No, I forgot about that.
Gone, gone, gone. You've been gone so long. You've been gone, gone, gone.
Is this Beartooth?
No, this is Beartooth.
This is Blitz Clit.
This is the Canadians call them the Hip. This is the Tragically Hip with Nautical Disaster.
All right, let's hear it.
Now it's in a lifeboat. Selection was
like that. The vocals are right out in front.
Yeah, yeah, man. They're a really good band. I really got into those guys a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. The Tragically Hip.
The Tragically Hip. They're like, they've had 12 number one albums in Canada. They've been around since like 81 or something.
And how many number one albums here in America?
Zilch. Zero.
You know why? Because the healthcare there is better. That's why.
Yeah.
Because those guys have their hips are a mess up there.
It's tragic.
It is. And so they have to go and they get their hips fixed for free.
Is that why they stay up there?
That was such a reach. In 79, when David Bowie was recording The Lodger, a guy named Barry Manilow was recording One Voice. And let's listen to this schmaltzy bullcrap called Ships.
Casey, that's what we call a segue.
It's broadcasting,
or lack
Casey.
Of.
He walked to the sea, just my father and me.
Should have been called Shits.
And the dogs.
Turn off your mic.
I already made that joke.
He'll be doing all your material on stage this week.
Wait, Pat was talking over my joke, so don't worry about it.
Hanging still everywhere, dressed in gray. Did he say, hold my head? I said, love's easier when it's far away.
The chorus, Barry.
Where two ships that pass in the night.
That's good. Smile.
Speaking of passing things.
And say that it's all right. Oh. Hi, I'm Carl.
Carl?
Yeah, hi.
When'd you get here?
I just arrived. I heard Manilow playing. I came right in the door.
Are you a big Manilow fan?
Oh, my God. I'm a fanilow.
Are you a fan? How many times have you seen him?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Let me think. I saw it. Well, you know, he had a residency in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. Did you go to those?
And, oh, my God, I bunked out there. Oh. I got a room at Caesars, and I'm a trust fund kid.
Okay.
And so I saw every single show.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
Oh, my God. One night, he opened and closed with Ships.
Both
yeah.
Brought it up and then brought it down?
Yeah, because there was a bunch of servicemen there, and he dedicated it to them.
Did he from dedicate the Navy? It to them?
They were from the Navy, exactly. Thank you. Hi, who are you?
Kyle. This is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. How are you? Hey, you guys seem like a bunch of cool guys. Hey, do you know Krug Dog?
Wait, at Krug Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to follow him on Twitter. The guy's hysterical.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Okay, well, look, next time you play Barry Manilow, I'll stop in. But my name's Carl.
All right, Carl.
You can follow me at Carl Fanilow, at Carl Fanilow,
at Carl Fanilow
on Twitter. And
is that one word?
Yes, it's okay. One word, no underscore. And I'm verified.
Okay.
So you'll know that it's really me.
Okay.
And okay, guys, hey, I'll see you later.
All right, see you later.
Okay, bye.
Wow, that was Carl. He's a good guy. Is that him walking off?
Who? I was in the... What happened?
Oh, you missed Carl. Carl. He was a Barry Manilow fan.
Don't fuck with me, dude. There was no one in here.
Carl came in. He's a Barry Manilow fan, and he stopped by here.
Is he on Twitter?
He's verified, actually.
Yeah, he's verified.
What's his Twitter name?
At Carl Fanilow.
Let me look it up. Holy shit.
Not the joke account.
No, this is very... This got a blue check.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to follow him.
All right. How many followers does he have?
Two.
Yeah, he's got two. He's got a guy named Krug Dog. And then me. I just followed him.
Three.
Click
at
it.
Murray V.
All right. What's going on?
I cannot resist a fanalo.
What's your next song?
That song was awful. I don't, I'm
got us a new listener.
It's true. We did get Carl at Carl Fanalo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to play this band. This is a good band. I like this band. They formed out of the breaking members of the House Martins. This is The Beautiful South. And this is I'll Sail This Ship Alone.
Oh, April Richardson loves this band.
That we will always lose. Well, then I'll sail this ship alone. And if you decide to give him another try, well, then I'll sail this ship alone. Well, they said if I wrote the perfect love song, you would take me back. Well, I wrote it, but I lost it. And now will you take me back anyway? Now, if you insist that this is for the best, well, then
I was letting it play because you're too busy over your computer flirting with Krug Dog or whatever.
Actually, I just tweeted that that I'm a late night recorder with Murray V.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right. I just followed Krug Dog because I would forget come May 26th. I'd forget. So I gotta
Yourself an email.
I just followed him. So
What is that band's name again?
The Beautiful South.
That's right.
They formed out of the House Martins. Okay. And one of the guys... what the hell is his name? Cook. He became Fat Boy Slim, and these guys started the Beautiful South.
All right. Did you know all that, Kyle? What are you doing?
I am following Carl Fanilow.
Oh, okay, cool.
Did you start a joke account already? It's pretty fast.
Now, this is...
It's
next...
my turn.
No, you just played the Beautiful South.
30 minutes of it.
This is a song you probably haven't heard. It's from 1989. It's from the album called The Miracle. This is Queen. And this is about having a little party on Khashoggi's ship. Crank it right from the beginning. No. Turn it up and then start at the beginning.
Who said that my body was all over? I'm pretty good shape. Not bad. Did Brian May can play guitar.
Tell your Brian May story.
That's long.
Okay, next time.
All right.
Yeah, so's this show.
I know. I
don't... Fuck you if you don't like a long show. I got three more songs. What are you going to do?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You can play four of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, I don't want to play that. All right, I don't have to play that one.
But you're wishing that you would have cut that that Tom Waits and that...
Shiver Me Timbers is
that
a great song.
Guy that wrote about slaves.
It's a good song. Yeah. Randy Newman. It's educational.
Did they ever work together?
Randy Newman and Tom Waits?
Tom Waits, yeah.
Yeah, the Newman Waits Project.
Oh, I would love that. They're sponsored by the Hughes Corporation.
That was the worst impression of both of those guys.
No,
So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more songs I can play?
I don't care.
Okay.
I can play 5 more.
All right.
I'd rather you play 4. Because if you play 5, Kyle doesn't get to play his playout song.
Okay.
It's not true.
Well, then let's just do this right here. Let's go into something from this last decade. This band, I tell you what, man. I hear a song from this band. I'm like, this band.
Are you going to get real right now?
I'm getting real. It's getting personal. It's getting personal.
I'll tell you what, man.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to lay it down, man. I'm going to lay down some logic.
No bullshit, Murray.
This is all straight from the heart here. I hear this band, and I think, man, this is an amazing song. Then I hear another song from this band. I'm like, wow, what a piece of shit. Who wrote this? I don't understand it. They write amazing songs, and they write the worst dreck I've ever heard.
Is it Kesha?
It's not Kesha. This is song number 14. This is Snow Patrol with Lifeboats.
All right. Life outside and high, set against the sky. Seems to balance on its own.
What do you think?
Well, at this point, anything that's not Tom Waits or Randy Newman, I like. So,
really, you like Double with Captain of Your Heart?
I like Double better than that.
You like Double better than Lifeboats?
I don't know if I like Lifeboats or not.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
That's okay, because
you haven't played anything I've liked all night.
I know. Well, let me see. You liked 6 months in a Leaky Boat.
I did. That's true.
You don't hate Come Sail Away.
No, I don't hate it. I could die without ever hearing it again.
You were cool with Rock the Boat.
Is
nostalgia?
Nostalgia was on before I was born.
You didn't. What year were you born?
74.
Oh yeah, this is the year before you were born. Your parents might have been making love to this.
Yeah.
Or as your dad used to say to your mom, let's get it on.
Or you say, let's rock the boat. That's what he called my mom.
I'll tell you what, if this boat's a rocking. That's right. If this boat's a rocking, don't bother knocking.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
let's go with. A lot of people don't know Lionel Richie used to be in a band.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No. The Commodores.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Are
and
you sure?
this is a song called Sail On. Sail on down the line.
Oh, was Dylan in the Commodores? I didn't realize Dylan was in the Commodores.
Don't really want to go when it ain't home. Maybe once or twice, you see. Time out of time, I'll try to hold on to what we got. But now you go.
Oh, I'm doing some jokes behind my back.
About the things you're gonna say, Lord. I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Guess I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay.
He's giving her back her name? Does that mean he's divorcing her?
Yeah, because I think he's sailing on. He's done with it, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The ship has sailed.
Yep. I'm out of here.
I'm Ghani.
Mm-hmm.
Mowdy 5000.
Yep. Good night.
Done.
I'm out of here.
Hit the road, Jack.
Check, please.
Outsk.
Fini.
Pling. Done and done.
It's ridiculous. I cannot even say what they're doing. It's funny. You're up. Right. I got another schmaltzy bullshit coming up.
All right,
next.
I'll play schmaltzy bullshit. I think I got a schmaltzy bullshit one in here.
Well, how come we're not doing an episode called schmaltzy bullshit?
I think we are. We just named it something else. No, you know what? I'm not going to play a schmaltzy bullshit one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play one that I really, really... I'm just getting real again. I have one regret in life, and it's that I never saw Warren Zevon play live.
Yeah, you know what? I'll go with that.
And it bums me out, and I was really bummed when he died. I'm a big fan. This is off his 1995 album called Mutineer. And this is Mutineer.
Mutineer.
This is Mutineer.
Mutineer.
The song's called
Mutineer. That's how we roll, man. We can finish each other's sentences. It's crazy like that.
Ain't no room on board for the insincere. You're my witness. I'm your mutineer. I was born to rock the boat. Some may sink, but we will float. Grab your coat, let's get out here. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer.
There we go. Died in 2003? Died in 2003?
2003, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Enjoy every sandwich.
Enjoy every sandwich. You
Warren Zevon, rock and peace.
Yeah, buddy. Did you ever see the Letterman episode?
Yeah, I did. It's hard to watch.
I cry every time I see it, man. Yeah, he played this song. He played Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner and probably Excitable Boy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Did you see that documentary about the making of his last album?
The VH1 thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't think that's on DVD or anything.
I think you can probably find it on YouTube.
It's great. But he got diagnosed with some sort of weird cancer. And it was just like, you're done, man.
He was, the gym Pardo and I belonged to when we lived in the Fairfax district. He was there all the time. And I'm like, that's Warren Zevon. You know, he's on the treadmill. He's
right,
doing
right.
curls.
Smoking while he's on the treadmill.
And then all of a sudden... Then it was like announced, oh, he's got cancer. And I was like,
did you ever say anything to him?
No. He left it. He kind of looked like he wanted to be left alone. He kind of looked like a tough dude.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was a tough dude.
You know, he didn't have like a real nice complexion. Mm-hmm. And that was when the hair was like just combed all forward.
Right, right.
And be sleeveless t-shirt, sweaty. And
let me tell you something. If you think, and Pat, I'm talking to you,
yeah.
that maybe you drink too much
mm-hmm.
or maybe have a problem with alcohol.
Yeah.
Grab his book and randomly pick a page.
Oh, really?
Be like, oh, nope, I'm fine. That dude who's just...
Who wrote the book? Is that the one his wife wrote?
Yeah, his ex-wife wrote it. It's great. It's
not,
I couldn't put it down.
But it's a good book. It's not like a tell-all, like, this guy was
Man. Okay. And he lived the tell-all life. And, like, nothing you're reading about. You're like, oh, really? He did a lot of drugs
but
and
he
drank
also,
a lot?
He got clean earlier. He got clean, like, in the mid-'80s.
Yeah, but then he went back.
I don't know if he did relapse.
I think he did.
Man, that guy was... I mean, I saw that guy drink once. And I was at Trader Vic's.
Were you at the gym?
No, I was at Trader Vic's.
Oh, okay,
and,
really?
He got so drunk, he started to... His whole physicality would change. I mean, he looked like a God, what's it's like a movie, it's like a monster movie guy.
Godzilla?
No, it wasn't Godzilla.
Dracula?
No, it wasn't Dracula.
You chime in here. You're a monster geek.
Creature from the Black.
No, yeah. Wasn't that
the thing?
No,
the Blob.
No,
the 50-foot woman.
Nope.
The Blob Part 2.
No,
the Fly.
Huh.
Frankenstein?
It'll come to me.
The Wolfman?
No, not a Wolfman. Okay, it'll come to me.
Yeah, it'll probably come to you.
This is...
An American Werewolf in Paris.
Yes.
In Paris?
With Tom Everett Scott. This is Rod Stewart from 1975.
I saw that guy in Yeehaw Folks.
What?
I saw that guy in Yeehaw Folks.
What's that?
It's a Chinese restaurant. Same song.
Tom Everett Scott?
No, I'm still back on your... way too long bit.
Was his hair perfect?
Yes.
This is from Rod Stewart's Atlantic Crossing from 1975. This song is simply called Sailing.
Sailing.
I'm sailing.
What's he doing?
Sailing to Scientology.
I'm sailing.
What the hell is he doing?
Home again. Cross the sea.
I love Rod Stewart's voice.
I am sailing stormy waters.
Tried to get him on here.
Yeah.
His publicist said,
No.
She actually said, her email said, Rod's heading to Europe on tour. We were hoping to make this happen before he left.
I am flying.
Really?
Like a bird.
It's because I told them that I was from 60 Minutes.
The sky.
Are you Mike Wallace?
I am Mike Wallace. I'm as old as Mike Wallace.
Rod, this is your agent. We got a tour booked for you in Europe coming up.
No, can't go. Gotta do Rock Solid Podcast.
Gotta go to an office in Studio City and sit in a hard chair.
Gotta go to an office and kick soccer balls around the room.
His book is great.
Oh, I heard it was good.
It's great.
Yeah. I should read that too.
Yeah, you should.
I should.
It's called Rod.
Yeah, it is. So is my book. Right, Casey? Up top.
My book's called Nub. You have one more, then I'll play one more. And then
one more book?
You play one. I play one.
Okay.
You play one.
Oh, perfect. That's good.
Kyle will play us out.
All right. I'm going, I think I'm going 1988.
Okay.
With the Water Boys. Fisherman's Blues.
Oh, Kyle's leaving. This is going to be a long clip.
Good, it's a good song. I think P.F. Wilson will enjoy this.
We're probably going to play the whole thing, so if you don't own it, you can rip this part of the podcast and have a free song. Where's this band from?
Ireland.
I'm going to be in Dublin in June.
Yeah? Look them up.
If anyone wants to get together, Facebook message me.
Anybody from the Water Boys?
I want to go see that. I want to go see that Phil Lynott statue.
Sure.
Or Phil Lynott. I don't know how to say his name. Though.
Lynott.
It's Lynott.
I don't know.
Am I saying that right, Phil?
I wish I was the brakeman.
Are you texting during the podcast, Casey? I was in the bathroom. I'm not editing this out.
Oh, no, that's okay. When are you going to be in Ireland?
I can tell you, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to be in London and in Ireland.
Okay.
I'll tell you. I think it's the week of the 11th.
Of what?
June.
Really?
Yeah.
You can see the Water Boys in Ireland that week.
I leave on the 12th, And I think I'll be in Ireland 17, 18, 19.
They're playing Belfast on the 19th. And you can go to their concert and talk through their whole concert.
That's the day we leave, and I'm not joking.
Anyway, that was the Water Boys and Pat Francis.
Pretty cool. They're still together, all original members?
Nope.
Is that the reunion
show? I think
show?
Mike Scott might be the only one there. Might be the only one. The other guys left off and started World Party.
Him and Bobby Boucher?
Mm-hmm.
Don't come out of the bathroom and start cracking wise. This is a song I've played. I've played this song maybe more than once on here, but it's from 2012. It's from
Listen, people are like, at least you're playing a fucking song.
Yeah, it's an amazing it's an amazing album called Songs for the End of the World. This guy wishes that he had Jesse's girl, but he doesn't.
Uh-oh.
But this song,
does he have Jesse's boat?
Doesn't have no. He doesn't have anything about Jesse. Yeah. But this song is called Our Ship's Sinking.
Shipwrecked life. Don't hold my hand right to the fire. And I'll bear this cross of love enough for you, enough for me.
Our ship sinking.
You don't even know how hard I am working on getting Rick Springfield in here. I mean, it's
offer him some free plastic
they
surgery.
They never say no. They just won't book a time.
We're trying to make this work.
They just no. They
we're
just,
trying before he starts on his summer tour of the of the fairground circuit.
They just
we want to try to make this work.
That's not going to help. Get him in here.
I don't want him in here.
It'll be me and Christy Stratton.
Oh, that's true.
Or just me.
Probably. What about Mike Schmidt?
Is he a big Springfield fan?
Yes. But,
really?
But I won't get a word in with Mike.
Have you seen a picture of him? Casey? Mike Schmidt, have you ever seen a picture of him?
Yeah. He's all fit now.
Yeah.
But I was looking for the picture of him from my barbecue from 10 years ago.
Anybody can call back jokes that actually happened on the podcast.
What?
I will call them back that happened before the podcast and nobody knows what we're talking about.
Are you going to play a song?
I am. This is from 1970. This is the quintessential hippie song, man. I love it. It's just so 1970 San Francisco. This is the Blues Image with Ride, Captain Ride.
Oh, yeah. Call foul because that is a spaceship.
It's a boat.
He's talking about Ride Captain Kirk Ride.
No, it's Ride Captain Ride.
It's the Enterprise.
Mike Panera, the lead singer guitar player.
I love their bread.
Panera. My mom loves Panera.
Cowboys from Hell?
No, that's Pantera.
Oh, okay.
Good. I didn't pick that up.
My mom.
Yeah, my mom loves Pantera.
My mom and their grandmother pronounces every A as an O and every O is an A. So it would be.
Only at the end of the word.
Only at the end of the word. So it would be Panero.
Or is Casina.
It? Casina.
What? Really?
Hey, we're going to Casina to play the slots.
Hey, slots. He can play the
play
piano.
The slots.
He can play the piano.
He can play the piano.
Is this a Pennsylvania thing?
No, I think it's just a dumb thing.
It's just a Dotson thing?
It's just stupidity.
All right.
Get
along well with your mom, do you?
Was that your last song?
Yeah, I was just going to say Mike Panera went on to play with Alice Cooper.
You beat Alice Capper.
Alice Capper.
Caper.
And Iron Butterfly.
Olis Capper.
Let me tell you what's happening, folks.
Dave Kruger is getting more followers than we're going to have after this episode.
The week after this airs, Rock Solid Live at Limestone Comedy Festival at 10 p.m.
I'm excited about that.
It's going to be at the Comedy Attic with Brad Wilhelm and Matt Holt. It's
going to be Valeriano.
It's going to be the music of Bruce Springsteen. I got
Murray's out.
Yeah, I'm going to have I just withdrawn.
I'm going to have some stuff to give away for you. We're going to do some Bruce trivia. We're going to do all kinds of fun stuff. So please get a ticket. And
where can I get tickets?
You can get tickets at the Limestone Comedy Festival website.
Mm-hmm. Or ask Krug Dog for one.
Or Krug Dog, buddy.
We'll you should fly you Krug Dog out and be a guest. No, he lives here.
Yeah, he's
Why
yeah,
can't
he
we have
here.
Krug Dog on as a guest?
That guy's a fucking snooze.
What? How do you know?
Because look at his tweets. Go to the rocksolidpodcast.activeboard.com, created by Scott Phillips. That's where I give away free stuff. Also go to rocksolidpodcast.com, which was created by Jason Wilcox and maintained by Andrew Rich. You can read about...
Who's in London right now.
Who's in London right now. You can read about each of these shows.
I apologize for the work you have to do on this one, buddy.
I know. I'm really sorry. If you just want to just write down all the things I say and forget everything else, that's fine with me. Murray, where can we follow you on Twitter?
At Murray V underscore dog. just at Murray V. And when's this go up?
This goes up May 22nd.
All right. So next week I'll be at Vegas at the Improv.
You going to be laying down some comedy?
I'm going to be laying down some comedy. And sure. It's during the World Series of Poker, so I might play some poker while I'm there.
Cool.
And you can now listen to my Road Stories podcast, yes. roadstories.tv.
Great podcast. I've been on there twice. I've listened twice, and it's great. You can follow Kyle at kyle.sinfunny. Also, on the blog spot, there's a donation button. People have actually been clicking and supporting the show by donating a couple of bucks here and there, so I appreciate that. But thanks for listening. And Kyle, you've got a playout song for us?
Well, he sets that up. I just want to say thanks for having me because I really enjoy coming out and doing this.
Oh, I enjoy that you came out too. And we kept it at a tight 1 hour and 37 minutes.
I was going to say, I told my wife, I'm like, yeah, we might be able to get home and watch Game of Thrones tonight.
Yeah, Kyle, you're rebooting?
Yeah, the computer died.
Because it died because why?
Talking too much. I don't know.
No. Because it died because you didn't, as a producer, you're supposed to be monitoring how much?
Well, it said,
as a producer, you're supposed to monitor how much time.
It said 8% and then just died.
Died. Well, it's an old computer. We'll edit this part out.
Do you want me to have a play out? I can play out something.
No, because the people seem to be into Kyle's play out songs.
Nobody listens to that. Everybody, as soon as you say follow us at Rock Solid, click. People are out.
What's going on?
Shut down.
A disaster. Did you break it? He hates Mac.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Mighty Mac from Blues Brothers 2000?
Well, also, everyone hates Mighty Mac. No, he hates
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin, Mac? Yeah. Hate that guy? What do you got against that guy? That guy's lived a tough life.
Come on. Really?
He was a star, he had a lot of money, and now he's in a fucking cover band.
He didn't have a good home life. I know that at least twice his parents went on vacation and left that poor kid alone.
Maybe because he's a dick.
What if that was what the movie was?
Kid's a dick or leaving
him. They're like putting NyQuil in his drink at night and just like, he'll sleep and we'll get to the airport.
It's Benadryl.
Benadryl.
How's that computer coming?
Listen to this. How's that?
What's that?
It's me tapping on my mic.
Yeah. Tapping on your new wires that you got from donations?
Don't forget to follow us at Rock Solid Show. Follow our new friend at Carl Fanilo.
Oh, yes. Follow Carl.
Oh, Carl. Yeah, he was great. I hope he stops by again. Yeah. Is there a phone number where Carl Fanilo can call in maybe sometime?
Oh, yeah. 330-81-ROCKS. 330-81-ROCKS.
What is it? Just go to voicemail?
It just goes
Did you give the same number twice?
That's what Matt Belknap used to do.
Do it again.
330-81-ROCKS. 330-81-ROCKS.
You know, when you bring up Matt Belknap, and I witness the job you do, really makes me miss Matt Belknap. So, I can't believe this. He boots the computer up. Now he's got to open up his iTunes.
I honestly thought, hey, we'll start recording at 8:45. I'll be home at 9:45. Murray, home by 10.
Cut to Murray comes in at 9.
How dare you. I'll be editing.
That was not the point.
I'll be editing almost 3 minutes out of this show.
Oh, well.
Just 3 minutes.
Hey, for everybody, listening, I hope you're enjoying your drive to work, and I hope you're enjoying your drive home, and I hope you're enjoying ignoring your wife listening to the rest
of
this.
See, I don't know whether to leave this in if people enjoy this banter or not.
You don't think they had enough banter? We played 4 songs.
I think I'm going to leave it in.
Really? Can't play Boats and Ships without this tune from 2009, The Lonely Island, their debut album. This is I'm on a Boat featuring T-Pain.
Oh, shit! Get your towels ready. It's about to go down. Everybody in the place hit the fucking deck. But stay on your motherfucking toes. We running this. Let's go.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat. I'm on a boat, motherfucker. Take a look at me. Straight floating on a boat on the deep blue sea. Busting 5-9, wind whipping at my coat. You can't stop me, motherfucker, because I'm on a boat.
Take a picture drink. I'm on a boat, bitch. Drinking Santana champ, cause it's so crisp. I got my swim trunks and my flippin' floppies. I'm flipping burgers, you at Kinko, straight flip.